It's Sonny Dolphiet from Family Life Afternoons. I hope you had a chance to hear my chat with Laura Story live. But here's the good news. You can still hear my chat with Laura Story and all she's doing here at Family Life Valentine's weekend and what she has planned afterwards. My 10 Minutes with Laura Story. Wow. Laura, you sound so much younger in person. Live on the radio, live on Facebook at Family Life Afternoons. Blessed to have Laura Story and family in the studio. Laura, when I was working in L.A., the entourage was a little bit different than the entourage here. And who
I know,
is this
but
entourage?
We can certainly trash a hotel room like the best of them. Okay, so the entourage, the one that's licking the microphone over there like an ice cream cone. That is Benjamin. He's one of my five-year-old twins. And then the one that was singing is Griffin. And then Timothy is the one that's currently breaking your computer.
Ah, okay.
I think the kids need to go because I don't know if we can afford for them to hang out much longer.
I don't see Josie.
I know. Okay, so
Are you coming up? Okay.
They were doing a special President's Day thing at her school where Dad came dressed up as George Washington.
No, don't touch that.
He's not like me at home. Hey, don't touch that. Don't touch that. Hey, kids, out of here.
Are they out?
Okay, love you guys.
Okay.
Get on out of here.
All right, they're heading out.
You're doing such a great job. Now leave.
Gotta let you
hey,
down
Griff?
Just for a little bit. There you go. All right.
This is live radio.
This is live. This is just life for me.
And that's the thing. Welcome home, because this is home.
Well, and you guys really are like home for us. You guys have always, I mean, you really are who you say you are in the sense that you're family friendly, and no one can test that more than me, because I will bring the whole crew in, and your station's always so kind to us, and such a gift to this community.
Wow. Well, you're a gift to us, and when you think of the blessings the Lord has given you in writing and musicality, why Christian music for Laura Story?
Golly, well, I grew up playing classical music, string bass, which no one really wanted to hear me play solo string bass.
Smoke on the water for the old folks, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I could have made a go of it, but honestly, when I started singing, it was more as a songwriter, and I'd always been involved with music since I was a kid, just not really as a singer. But I began to write songs, and it was less about, hey, I want to be a Christian artist, and more about God doing just a substantial work in my heart that I, you know, as a musician, any musician knows that, you know, when the Lord's working in your heart, it just kind of comes out in musical form. And I've been very fortunate that whatever reason God gifted me, it's been able to connect with other people. I feel like I share my story through song. And I love when other people tell me, hey, me too. You know, that song encouraged me because I'm walking that same road. And so that's kind of the why behind why I do what I do.
Amen. And when you do songs like Blessing, which is Blessings is more than just one song.
Yeah.
It's multiple songs on pain and joy and love and hurt and loss. When you do songs like that, first time I played it here on Family Life, it hit me like a velvet glove, and then I started to cry because, you know, when you have those tough times, it's just one of those, hey, let's praise him in this storm.
Yeah.
And then when you see you perform it live, Blessings, everyone's crying and everyone's ready to give you a standing ovation. You go straight to the next song because you don't want it to be about you. Why do you do that?
Well, man, Blessings, I feel like the song Blessings was something that I got to be part of because when I think about just the rich theology and even just the way of looking at our trials, I felt like it was way beyond my years. It was wisdom way beyond my years when I wrote it. And so in a lot of ways, I've been learning from that song for so long. And so I always feel a little awkward that when people give me credit for it, because it's not like I had this super strong faith as we walked through, you know, and as we walk through trials. My husband had a brain tumor about 13 years ago and still lives with substantial disabilities. And so it's still a road that we're walking. And that's kind of where the song Blessing came from. But it's something that God's I feel like he knew I needed to sing it night after night.
Wow.
And so it's something I'm still learning from every time I sing it.
Live on the radio and live on Facebook at Family Life Afternoons. Laura Story, again, welcome home. And, you know, it's a blessing when you come in to do what you do, sing praises. And, well, seriously, it's just a true blessing.
Hey, and you just played my newest most favorite song.
Really?
Golly. And our church just loves King of Kings. And man, what a great gospel-centered, just declaratory, is that a word?
It is now.
Oh, just
it's the story of Christ from birth to death to resurrection. So
yes, and just so celebratory.
Real quick,
when
we see you in concert,
you
say it's Valentine's Day, Valentine's weekend. They're going to hear about love over and over again.
I don't know if I know any love songs.
Yeah, all of your songs are love songs.
I guess so, yeah. I'll have to reach back to my, you know, I've been listening to Christian music for so long. I don't even know if I would even know a second. I could play like some Richard Marx, maybe.
No, we want you. We
Chicago?
Just want you, Laura.
I know some
Story.
Of those love songs. Okay, I'll just play about the love of God. That's
yes,
perfect.
How about that?
No.
There's no bigger love.
Well, I love that. That you do events like this that do celebrate, golly, the gift that marriage is, and I loved that we get to minister to these couples, and I love that people want to come and do this kind of thing for Valentine's Day. You don't want to go to a restaurant and have to wait in line for so long.
We have food here.
I know.
And it's good.
I already went back there and saw it. That's the first thing we do when we get here. Check out the food.
What's on the menu? Now, the dinner shows are sold out, but the show only performance on Sunday, we still have tickets for that, and it's just
$20. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, come on, people.
Exactly.
Come on Sunday.
You know, we talked about blessings on how the song was just one of those songs that was like a velvet glove, you know. But there's another song. The lyrics, the first time I heard it, it's kind of poppy. I'm like, oh, this is cute. And then you got to the bridge, and wow. It says, so be my healer, be my comfort, be my peace. Because I can be broken, I can be needy. Lord, I need you to be my God, so I can just be me.
Oh, I haven't thought about that one. I may have to play that one tonight.
Please?
That's always been one of my favorites because the more authentic you can be as a songwriter, just the easier it is to sing the song and kind of deliver that message to people. And I wrote that after the birth of my first child.
Josie!
Yes. sweet Josie, who's the only one I didn't bring with me because, she's at home with Dad and they're having a sweet little Valentine's weekend, the two of them. But it was a time where, it's amazing how when you are watching other people parent, you're like, oh, please, it can't be that hard. And then the Lord's like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, you think?
And let me give you four.
Exactly. And yeah, I was so undone. Like when I first had Josie and realized, wow, this is hard. And really having to fight that tendency that any mom goes through of comparing themselves to other moms. And part of our kind of story and our situation is, I'm a working mom, and so I'm not able to bake the homemade cookies to send in for the class, whatever. And if I remember, usually I bring in the Oreos that are just a couple of weeks expired. Just a couple weeks. Come on, they're Oreos.
I didn't know they expired, but okay.
I know. Yeah, you have to try really hard to bring in expired Oreos. But anyway, it was a song that I really had to come to the place of saying, I am needy.
Yes.
As a mom, as a wife, just as a person. I am so needy, and that's not a bad thing. I don't have what it takes, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you really acknowledge just the depth of your need, that's when I think that God can begin to be all those things in your life that you theoretically know that he is, but it's not until you acknowledge your need that you really begin to feel it.
Family Life, a friend you can turn to, and you're welcome because she wasn't going to do that this weekend, but you're going to hear it this weekend now. Yay! Laura's Story
usually,
in the studio.
At some point in time, I just get up there and say, okay, what do you want me to play?
Because okay.
I can't stand it when I meet someone afterwards and they're like, oh, I drove all the way from Elmira. Is that a place?
It's not that far. It's only a half hour.
I drove all the way from Buffalo to hear you play this, and you didn't.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you should have just told me. Now they like resent me for the rest of their lives.
No. Laura from Sparkle City, Spartanburg,
South Carolina.
Yes. For those that maybe are worship leaders here in smaller towns, Spartanburg, not really a metro area.
Okay, so
it is home of Zion Williamson, but.
Yeah, well, So I'm from there, but now I live right side of Atlanta.
Yes.
Where like 1,000 other worship leaders.
But you started in Spartanburg.
I did, yes.
And the Lord has used you to travel the world now, singing his praises. So for those other small town worship leaders, what advice do you have for them?
Man, I kind of sound like a broken record because anytime anyone asks me, I say the same exact thing. And I'm telling worship leaders all over the nation, don't be famous, be faithful.
Amen.
Don't be famous,
be
faithful. Because people are always asking me, how can I get to the next thing? And I always have to gently remind them that the local church is not your stepping stone to a recording career. The church is plan A. And I can say that because I was on staff at a church and then things began to pick up with outside ministry, and I had that opportunity to leave my church job, but luckily I had some pastors and some good friends that just gently reminded me that the church, being part of a church and being part of ministry in a church, that really is, it's a gift that if you find a great church to serve in, like, you don't want to give that up. And so I've, for the past 15 years been at Perimeter. And I love the people there. I could go on and on about this forever. But just this idea, a lot of people think, the more people that have heard my song, the better. But I always encourage worship leaders, when you have a song or a great voice, whatever it is, you offer back that talent that the Lord's given you, and you let him be responsible for the scope.
Mm-hmm.
Because he may just want you to serve for the next 50 years at that 50-person church, and just let him be in charge of that.
Amen. 50 persons. I wish our church could get to 50 persons. Small church.
Do you lead worship there?
I probably could, but I don't. Laura, you have something that can also help, a devotional, a CD, and so much more, right?
I do. Yeah. So we just came out. So my first book was called, golly, now I'm blanking. This is...
Yet blessed.
Oh, and so my first book was called When God Doesn't Fix It. Yeah. And that's really the story about my husband and I and everything we've walked through with his health and really the promises of God that we were clinging to and still cling to through that journey. And this past summer came out with a project that's a book, Bible study, and some new songs as well called I Give Up.
Mm.
And it's about finding joy in learning to let go. I got to be honest with you. I began to notice in my life that I was looking to my ability to control things and people and my children and my husband, looking to my ability to control, to find joy and peace in my life, when the scriptures tell us that it really is through letting go that we find these, letting go and trusting God. And so it's a process of surrender that I'm on, but the book has been neat for me to be able to share my story and meet other people who are also on that journey.
Amen. Laura Story Music.
Yeah, laurastorymusic.com, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. If you want to see some crazy pictures of our family. Someone told me once, I follow you on social media and it makes me feel better about myself.
Hey!
I just said,
thanks.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. I'm going to choose to take that as a compliment.
Yes, sis, we love you. We love what the Lord is doing with
you.
Father, we just pray now for Laura that you continue to use her in a mighty way. May your peace and love continue to be upon her, Martin, and that rambunctious gang of little babies. Protect her tonight. Protect her in all she does. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Sis. God bless.